Blog Talk Radio.
And I got the HD blues, and my life feels kind of rough. Baby, I won't ever, ever give up. You might see me moving.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. I am your host, Katie Jackson, and today we, hold on one second, today we will be talking to Miss Bharat on the show, and she is coming to us from India. We have done the show a little bit early today because there are storms going on in India right now, and so we wanted to make sure we got this show on air before she lost her power. So, Roshni, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. What about you?
We are good. We are actually live on the air and we are ready to go. So I'm glad we have connection with you. So let's jump right into the show. And first, tell us about yourself and your connection with HD.
Actually, my PhD area and my research area is a Huntington's disease, and I'm influenced with my mentor. My guide introduced me to Huntington's disease, which is a very cruel disease in the United States. And then I'm very interested subject in Huntington's disease.
Yeah. Okay. And so you started doing it in your lab in India, working on
yes.
Huntington's?
Yes.
So
okay.
What is your?
I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. And what
Hello?
Do you do as far as your? Can you hear me?
Roshni? Yes, I'm hearing you. But yes, I hear you.
Yeah. So tell us about your work. Tell us about your lab and what you do for a living.
Okay. Actually, I'm working in Department of Biochemistry and MSU Baroda, India, and my subject is genotype and phenotype correlation of Huntington's CAG repeats, expansion and associated symptoms in a large Indian family carrying with the Huntington disease mutation. Nowadays, we describe the large Indian families and the large Indian population's meta-analysis on Huntington disease. So for the example, I'm just describing like the background, then I'm describing the 47-year-old man and with a 20-year-long history of the behavior changes like scoria, hallucination, history of the mental state examination, or suggestive of Huntington disease, HD, and the neurological examination revealed it. An involuntary movement affects his arm and trunk. And the genotype exact and the expandent allele is 80 rupees and the other allele is 70 kg. I detail investigate reveal the 3-generation long history of scoria and psychosis. I'm surprising about that. And there was a family history of HD in a subspecies of 12 individuals, 9 older than him. The origin of the mutation was traced an ancestral paternal allele. During the case study, I looked at an increased expansion in the family where the paternal allele of the 43 CAG repeats expanded in the next generation to allele with the 47 CAG repeats. It's very surprising. For
Did
me.
You say 47?
So, yes, 47 CAG repeats is quite high. It's quite high ratio for HD. It's scoria, depression, hallucination, abnormal movement, dancing, and the bipolar disorder, also schizophrenic patients. So the matter I determined that I first checked the CH function from the blood sample were obtained after the informed consent of the CH repeat length was determined by PCR analysis, polymerase chain reaction analysis. Actually, I'm collecting the primary data till date. Till now, the sample of the 10 family members includes this patient for proceed to evaluate the impact of pH repeat expansion on disease and progression and symptoms. And I also calculate the mini mental state examination was carried out in this subject and also the unified Huntington disease score. The results of this research, I can obtain that data, the 5 family member already found HD mutation and CHD repeat expansion and the early ranging for 43 to 47 CHD repeat expansion is quite high. And I also found the kind of the juvenile HD in India. First time I found the juvenile ADHD in India. The comparison between the age of onset and the duration of HD results. I'm also calculated statistically and the cohort analysis like. But this is research is going on. But the conclusion I said this current study, I have identified a 12 living HD member in the large Indian family. Actually, this family have 85 members. It's a large family.
Oh, wow.
And 85
Did you
members.
Say 85? Okay, wow.
Yes, I have 85 members, and the 12 living, 12 are positive HD case, and their age of onset, like, they are adults, they all are adults, and the age of onset, like, 25 to 40 only. Very cruel, the 12 living members of the large Indian family with the symptoms of HD. And surprisingly, the 5 patients were confirmed with the HD mutation as a genetic testing. And the remaining member will be also tested in detail. Genotype and phenotype analysis will be carried out. But assume that the study tries to make the point that HD is prevalent in India, but largely undiagnosed due to the lack of an education and awareness. There is a need to carry out large-scale population study to determine exit prevalence and introduce the measures for improving awareness and the proper genetic counseling to prevent its spread. I'm also creating awareness. I'm also creating the Facebook page, Research in Huntington Disease in India. I hope this page can be more helpful to people. Then my another research area is neurofilament light protein. It's a very great, I think, it's hope for Huntington disease. As we know all that in the science research world, that we all know about neurofilament light protein. Previously, we have suggested that the spinal cerebral fluid level of the neurofilament light protein, they're evaluating in Huntington disease. It may be used for the marker of disease. The biomarker I use to do the slow disease progression and the limitation of clinical assessment. The study to validate the role of NFL of in case of tau as a biomarker in HD. My another research is anti-transcriptional modification in Huntington disease. My other research is anti-transcriptional factors, RNA aptamers, is a potential therapeutic aspect in Huntington disease. Nowadays, it's a very popular study in Huntington disease, like the inhibition of aggregation of mutant Huntington by nucleic acid aptamers. An in vitro study in a yeast model of Huntington disease is successful research, but hopefully, but in near future, will be also carried out aptamer study. This aptamer study, I briefly describe about you people, like elongated the polyglutamine stretch in mutant Huntington correlate well the pathology of Huntington disease. The inhibition and aggregation of MHTD is promising strategy to arrest disease progression. In this work, specifically high affinity of RNA aptamer were selected against the monomeric MHTT. Since the HBA is a monogenic autosomal dominant disorder, the aptamers may be developed as a viable strategy to slow down the progression of the disease. Since they are the non-immunogenic and non-toxic, aptamers, they are non-immunogenic and non-toxic. Aptamers may be emerge a strong candidate to reduce the protein-protein interaction, hence the protein aggregation and protein misfolding disorder in general. And my
and how are you doing that, Rush?
Okay, Okay, aptamers research. I'm preparing the monoclonal antibodies in mouse models. Currently, I'm just starting about mouse model studies with aptamer studies, and then neurofilament light protein. I'm doing a clinical study. I'm collecting the patient's blood samples, even the patient's CSF samples, and doing the neurofilament light protein antibodies.
How many families have you found?
I found more than 10 or 20 families in a 2 or 3 state in India. But when I reach my final stage in analysis, like statistical analysis, I found the highest level prevalence in India for people are affected with HD. Previously, we all know that Europe, America, Canada, people are affected with HD. But I think this definition soon changed. Now, India also affected with HD, I think.
Do you think that there's a higher prevalence? But like you were saying, the lack of education about Huntington's, there's not the resources out there. You think that makes it so people aren't getting tested or even knowing?
Okay. In a high-income country like USA, the patient with Huntington's disease typically presented to healthcare providers after the developing involuntary aspect. Okay. Or for pre-symptomatic genetic testing, if at the family risk. A positive family history is a major guide when considering the decision to perform the genetic testing for HD. Both affected and unaffected patients. The management of HD is focused upon the control of symptoms, whether they're motor or cognitive or psychiatric. There is no clear evidence to date any disease-modifying agent. And the referral of family and caregivers for psychologically and socially support like that for HD, and I think it's a very social side, whether so HD focus center or through the virtual communities is like, I think virtual communities like HD Buzz, I have for HD, HD Assay, HSD, is viewed as an important consequence of diagnosis. The experience of healthcare, such progressive neurodegenerative disease like Huntington's disease, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, in low and middle class income country like in India or Pakistan or any other country, there is a sad contact with standard of care in high-income country. I think India also spreading the awareness. They also spreading kind of the health center. They're also giving some kind of the free testing and the free education. Like the disease is progressed by next generation to other generations. And I also advise in India, so please, as soon as start like a Huntington's disease advocacy, the advocacy is the best and important thing for people who are affected with Huntington's disease. But in India, all things are in primary level. But this affected member in my family, they have very limited healthcare access, and they are rarely having on the family support for care. The genetic and clinical diagnosis for this patient are impaired in the lack of resources and the lack of access specificity of care. But I'm also helping them. I'm doing the tetrabands and osteo treatment. And I'm also there. I'm also helping that you please consult the neurological diagnostics The import of obtaining the definition of diagnosis has had a positive impact for this family by facilitating genetic counseling and education and community outreach. The disciplining the mind of regarding this hereditary disease and its progression.
And this basically what you just brought up. Roshni, what you just brought up makes me, you know, I'm so thankful that you're doing this in India, because as I listen, I know this, they're an incredibly underserved population with medical health care and resources and education. Of course, we know there isn't out there right now a disease-modifying therapy anyways, right? We know that. But at least places in the U.S., they have health care and they have support and there's resources out there. And in India, there isn't. So for you, or it's not very good resources in education and healthcare. So I'm thankful and I applaud you that you've taken this on, and you have decided to bring these families research and also education through your Facebook efforts and your social media efforts, and you're trying to bring these families resources and education, as well as get them involved in trials and prevalence numbers, and I really think it's amazing what you're doing over there, Roshni, for those people. So I want to say that I think that's fantastic what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Actually, Facebook is a miracle thing for Huntington's disease. Mm-hmm. When I start Facebook page research in Huntington's disease and Indian population, the people are selfly contacted me and they are know about what is Huntington's disease. And I will explain, and I explain this Huntington's disease, which is the thing. And I think the now young generation, the understanding about HD, they are very serious about their kind of the family and marriages, advocacy. They also tell about their parents. But I think Facebook and social media and Quora as a host are very helpful to this kind of the awareness and education. Because like research is another thing, but education and awareness is important thing with any disease. Any disease, if you know, if you learn, and if you're educated, if you're aware, it's better for you only.
So what are your goals for the next couple of years with your research in India, with finding these families and serving these families? What are your goals?
My goal is very nice. I find any therapeutic aspects in HD, so not in India but around the world, and I will see that HD affected people smile, that HD affected people have a one kind of the hope. Okay, we have one therapy. My goal is a very big, not only for India but and for worldwide people. This goal is very. I don't describe the word as this goal, but I put my all effort to fulfill my goal. Not only in India, but I think something about the future. For all, as my major area is therapeutic aspects and as well as the prevalence. Once I check prevalence in India, then I represent the world. India have also affected with HD. And side by side, my therapeutic goal is my own way. I'm also doing the stem cells research, but stem cells have limitations, like in the transplantations and many more things. But stem cell research are ongoing in mouse model only. And abnormal research, I'm also doing in the yeast model and mouse model.
Wow. Yeah, and of course we all are looking at stem cells. I think stem cells are so, and so I think that's great. That's good to hear that you're still continuing on your stem cell research in India, as well as doing prevalence studies, as well as talking to families. You're doing a lot there. That's pretty amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I know that on a personal note, I know that you were supposed to come to HSG last year, but we missed you. Are you going to be at HSG this year for us to meet you?
Of course, of course. I will attend. I wish to attend HSV, but then U.S. Consulate General again refused my visa. Then about Heathrow, this HSV director also exchanged my scholarship in next 2018. I'm very sad about this kind of this procedure of visa refusal. I don't know why my visa refused, but I'm very scared about this things about visa only. But I wish to, but don't mind. We'll meet in another country. We'll meet in the, of course, the next year I must be representing my research in India.
Well, that is upsetting me about the visa. I think it's kind of hard to get a visa to come to the U.S. right now, I would imagine. So that is disappointing because I would really like to meet you and sit down and talk about this.
Okay, I wish to talk about you all people about an HSV in India. But due to kind of circumstances, I can't. But I think I'm very sure about next 2018, I must represent my data and my research with all meta-analysis, statistical data. And they also, you people are surprising. Oh, how much prevalence in India? You cannot measure it when you can't imagine it, but I will must be represented in 2018.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear about your research and follow it. I think we know that you're in the middle of storms in India, and it's very late, and we thank you for staying up and being a part of the show with us. And we are going to watch close India on these prevalence studies as well as your stem cell research and all the good stuff you have going on in your lab for families living with Huntington's disease. And I think, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up the show, Roshni?
I don't have. No, don't mind.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And hopefully you don't lose power tonight.
Okay, bye.
All right. Take care. Take care, Roshni. Talk to you soon. Okay. All right. For all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And bye, Roshni. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Bye.
And we will
bye.
We will talk to you guys. We will talk to you guys all next week at the same time. Actually, the show was pushed forward because of the weather in India. But we will be back next week, our same time, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we will see you guys all then. Until then, everyone, have a safe night.